Think about that last time you physically hurt yourself. What did you do immediately after you felt the jolt of pain? You wasted no time jumping on some kind of feel better, right? That's what we do. We do whatever it takes to get rid of the pain, even if it means inflicting more pain to do it. An open gash needs stitches. Ouch! More pain! But you see, those stitches bring short-term pain for long-term healing. Yep, we've gotten really good at ridding ourselves of physical pain. Why wouldn't we? I mean, it hurts. But boy, oh boy, we are way behind the curve when it comes to ridding ourselves of emotional pain. Yes, sirree, Bob. If someone betrays us, insults us, cuts us off on the freeway, or just does us wrong, we're not so quick to get rid of that pain. Oh, no. We want to sap that baby for all we can. Bring on the pain. They done me wrong. By golly, I'll do them wrong.
I know that's right.
They're going to feel the pain they made me feel times five. Tit for tat, baby. So there we go. Wallowing in our anger and resentment for days and weeks and sometimes a lifetime. Don't be fooled. You and I are carrying around such toxic garbage unbeknownst. As we badmouth our ex, or we gossip about the black sheep in the family, or we retell the story time and time again of how we're victim to our evil boss. You see, all that is just overspill from a deep-seated, unforgiving grudge. Oh, it's become our favorite national pastime to relive our most pungent moments over and over, dazzling ourselves and our friends with the audacity of it all, rather than just letting it go. Healing wants to take place, but no, we're too occupied picking at our emotional scabs to let such a healthy repair take place. My friend, come here a second. Sit with me and let's talk about how the cow chews a cud on this one. Listen, we each carry this underlying pain, some of it stemming from way back when. Heck, I carried a childhood resentment forever toward my big bro. I felt he was mean, and I kept reliving his meanness for years. It was a weight on my soul that I was finally no longer willing to bear. And no, I didn't shoot him. I forgave him. I want your joy. I want your freedom to soar. And yet, for so many, the unforgiving cinder block that you've been toting through the years has been running your show. Holding onto resentments does one thing and one thing only. It keeps that painful past alive. Flip it. The choice you'll make to forgive is for you, not for them. One of the most loving, freeing acts that you'll do for yourself is tossing those cumbersome, debilitating, toxic resentments overboard. Come on, let me hear a splash. Take responsibility for your own joy rather than pretending that it's in someone else's hands. You're not going to get that apology or the payback or the retribution, so get over it already. God forgave you, forgave me. Pass it forward. Face the person you resent, explain to them how you feel without placing blame on them, and let the healing begin. Do it without facing them. Doesn't matter. Give them the grace that your loving maker gave you, and in the process, set yourself free. And don't worry. Forgiving someone doesn't let them off the hook. Oh, gosh, no. Forgiving someone lets you off the hook. So happy unhooking, my friend. This is Rob. This is love and encouragement from my family to yours.